Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. And joining me on the line is the General Manager at High Camp Australia, James Ho. And we're going to be talking about Aussies making a ditch from Wi-Fi into the country for this summer. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Gemma. How are you today?
I'm a good, thank you. So, James, can you tell us why are so many Aussies keen to head out to the countryside?
Gemma, the last really 20 months has been a really tough one for Australians and really the community at large. I think with the prospect of lockdowns and having to work from home and not being able to get outdoors, there's definitely been the opportunity now for people more than ever to want to visit the outdoors. We've seen an incredible surge of pent-up demand in recent months, and in the lead-up to the Christmas period, we've actually seen more than 500,000 searches on our platform, which has represented a 3 times increase than what we saw last year. So, 217% increase. And I think that's off the back of people just wanting to get outside and starting to experience their backyard and the outdoors.
Absolutely. I mean, you can imagine so being cooped up for so long within the same walls, really. Now, you know, you just mentioned that so many people had logged in to look up camping and glamping. Now, do you know from your research if there's popularity amongst more strict camping or is it more glamping that people want to go for these days?
Yeah, we're seeing across all categories people want to go outside. So whether it is camping, glamping, caravanning, cabins, tiny houses, cozy stays, you name it, across the board we're seeing massive increases to demand. What we are seeing as a common trend across all those categories, though, is that people do want to visit the bush and the wilderness. So almost half of the people said they deliberately wanted to be isolated in the bush, and with only 4% were actually saying that they actually wanted to stay connected with Wi-Fi and mobile. So not only are they wanting to go out into the wilderness and in the bush, but they're wanting to disconnect from their regular lives as well, to really spend that quality time in the outdoors, on the land, but also with each other, their families, and the broader community.
Absolutely. And what better way than doing that than coming and visiting the Upper Hunter? We have some great camping sites around, even the Barrington Tops, for people to visit. Now, James, can you tell us what else your research has found from High Camp about these trends that we're seeing with the camping?
Yeah, we're seeing some really interesting trends, particularly from the feedback that based on the survey that we sent out to 150,000 of our members. One interesting thing is 3/4 of our campers actually said camping and being outdoors had a very positive or highly positive impact to their mental health. It's not surprising that we said, like we said at the top of the call, that people work from home and with the stress of the last 2 years, people just want to get outdoors and have that sunshine. There's nothing better than a bit of vitamin D therapy.
Absolutely.
One of the other trends we've seen is a massive increase in interest from people with furry friends.
Aww.
So a 94% increase in people searching for pet-friendly campsites. 70% of our hip campers actually said that they really highly value pet-friendly locations. And one of the challenges we see is that when you are taking your pet, your dog, your cat, your hamster, your guinea pig, out to camping, not all locations, particularly with caravan parks or public campsites, you're able to bring your pets or your dogs. But on Hip Camp, actually over 75% of our 30,000 listings are actually listed as pet friendly. So there are actually more locations than ever that will welcome your furry friends so that they can have as much fun as the rest of the family.
Of course, you definitely cannot forget your furry friends. They're, I don't know, the best part of any journey. Just finally as well, James, you know, what advice do you have for any Aussies who are really looking out, wanting to explore and find those lovely camping regions?
Yeah, firstly, in the lead up to the Christmas period is, like, off the back of the incredible demand that we're seeing early bookings come through in bigger numbers than ever. So my tip, just more generally, to make sure that you've got your campsite, your glamping location, or your cabin booked for that Christmas and New Year break, to start booking now. Generally, people start to book, you know, 3 to 4 weeks in advance, but we're already seeing people book 2, 3, 4 months in advance now, and with only 4 weeks to go to Christmas, now is the time to book. Just across the central coast of Newcastle, we still have some great properties on Hip Camp, including what you said around Barrington Tops National Park. We've got great property, Platypus Pool, run by Chris, now down by the Karoo River. A Stobie's Retreat, that's a great one near the inlet at Port Stephens. Glenmore River Camp, the list goes on, some great locally run and locally operated properties. And the best thing is you're supporting the region, supporting farmers and supporting landowners.
Absolutely. Couldn't put that better myself, James. Well, that is the General Manager of HIP Camp, James Ho. Thank you for your time with me today.
Thanks very much, Gemma.